Okay, I'm going to make a long Torah short. The Megillah begins with Sudas Achashverosh. And the Maral says that this Sudas of Achashverosh is a remnant of the Mishkan. That all the details that are invested by Mordechai and Esther in describing the Suda, we find nowhere else. Certainly not in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, other than the Mishkan. What's the inyan of the Mishkan, the relevance to Sudas Achashverosh? We know a very important turning point in the Megillah is Vatilmash Esther Malchus. Vatilmash Esther Malchus, and when she put on those clothes, which Chazal are bothered, what do you mean she put on the Bigdei Malchus? She was already the Malka. She was already dressed in Bigdei Malchus, no? So Chazal learn that this Bigdei Malchus is Ruach HaKodesh. The Zohar learns it was the Begadim of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. And from the moment that she adorns herself with these clothes and she goes into Achashverosh, everything turns around for the Jewish people. So what's this inyan of this Vatilvash Esther Malchus? Esther is not the only one who wears Bigdei Malchus. The Megillah tells us, the Mordechai Yatzeh Malifnei HaMelech, HaMelech Bilibush Malchus, Tchilas Vachur, Atar Sav Gedayla. And we read that pasuk out loud. So what's this inyan of the Bigdei Malchus of Mordechai, the Bigdei Malchus of Esther? Which seems to be so critical, so crucial to the Neis of Purim. Furthermore, Chazal tell us, Zohar Kaddish and Tikkunim tells us, Purim Kiyoim HaKippur. HaKippur means that it's like Purim. So of course this Maimer could be explained in many ways, but for our intents and purposes, what's the Shayachas between Purim and Yom HaKippur? And lastly, the whole Neis revolves around this inyan, Balada Hahu and Adad Hashnas HaMelech, that the Melech can't sleep because he owes, or he feels that he owes somebody, an unpaid taiva. And that's what really sends the whole Neis into motion. Why is it that the Neis of Purim, it comes out of this moment, L'havia Sefer HaZichronis? So to begin, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar tells us that although the Megillah describes many articles, decor, in the house of Achashverosh for the Suda, the main one was Zahav. And the reason why Zahav was the main one, although Pirkei Avos doesn't say so, was because he tried to awaken the chait of the Egel HaZahav. As you recall, that this is taking place approximately 70 years after Churban Bayis Rishon, which everybody knew that there was a prophecy that the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt after 70 years. And the one thing which these Rishayim felt that could hold back the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, like the nail in the coffin, would be the Chet HaEgel. And he tried to be Ma'ir, a Zecher of the Chet HaEgel, by having the Zahav everywhere in his home. In fact, it could be said that the Gemara tells us that Achashverosh himself wore the Bigdei Kohen Gadol. And the reason why he did so was because we know Chazal tell us, Shteit in Psukim, that Aaron HaKohen participated in the Chet HaEgel, of which Chazal tell us that two of his children, Nadav and Avihu, they perished because of his involvement in the Chet HaEgel. So therefore, by wearing the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, it was in order, so to speak, to be ma'ir the fact that even Aaron HaKohen was mishtatef in the chait. Even the tzaddik himself who wore these begadim was mishtatef in the oven of the chait ha'egel. Because the chait of egel was not an attempt to be mesayir by Achashverosh and Haman just by decorating it in Zahav. That's super, super chitzonius. But they tried to awaken actually the chait of the eagle, which is totally in two things, as we mentioned before, Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayas. Vayakumu litzachek, says Rashi b'shem Chazal, Gilui Arayas and Avodah Zarah. That's what occurred by the chait of the eagle, and that's exactly what Achashverosh conspired to do now. It was already determined that the Bnei Yisrael were chayiv for Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara tells us, because they were mishtachav al-litzelem, but on top of that, Hadman made himself into a Baal Avodah Zarah. He warned Avodah Zarah, and he had all of Klai Yisrael bow down through the tzuvi of Achashverosh. But this party wasn't just a nice get-together. It was an order, the Gemara says, and Medrash says explicitly, to bring Bnei Yisrael to Arayas. To Arayas. So this kesher of Avodah Zarah and Arayas is the unfortunate formula which brings about a zecher to the chait ha'igah. We find this by Bilam and Balak, as we mentioned, that after they were unsuccessful in bringing Kalala to Bnei Yisrael, so Bilam gives Balak an Eitzah that you can chap the Yidin if you get them to be involved in Gilui Arayas and also Avodah Zarah. And it says that when Bilam and Balak wanted to curse the Jewish people, Vayashes al Hamidbar Panav, that he turned his face towards the Midbar. And Targum Yassin says that he turned his face towards the Chet HaEgel. And he tried to awaken the Chet HaEgel against the Jewish people. Because if he couldn't awaken the Chet and the Zeich of the Chet HaEgel to bring a Klala, the next best thing, or the best thing really, was to engage Bnei Yisrael in the Chatam of the Chet HaEgel, which was what? What is around Kedar Ha'ez. And it brought about a Magifa until Pinchas Eliyahu stepped up and saved the day. In fact, Vayashas al Hamidbar Panav, the word Vayashas is a remiss to this inyan. It's Osios Vashti. And Vayashas al Hamidbar Panav completely is Gematria Megillas Esther. It's a remiss to this inyan. There is, however, one nekuda by the Chet HaEgel, which occurred, which goes under the radar, which will turn out to be a very significant moment when it comes to Purim, although I'm sure most of you are familiar with this, but perhaps not. There was a Jew that, although everybody else, Kimat, was involved in the Chet HaEgel, who stood up, and it cost him his life by the Chet HaEgel, and that was Chur. It was Chur Lamat Yehuda. Chur was the son of Kalev and Miriam. And the Torah says, Vayiven Mizbeach Lefanav, that Aaron built a Mizbeach in front of the eagle. And Chazal say, Vayiven Mizavoyach Lefanav. That Vayiven doesn't just mean to build, it comes from the word Bina, that he understood Mizavoyach Lefanav, from the one who was sacrificed in front of the Chet HaEgel, that it would cost Aaron his life. And he did not protest like Chur did, to which Moshe comes down and he says, all right, what happened? Why didn't you give up your life like Chur did? And this mice of Chur seems to go unnoticed. But it's going to be very significant at this juncture called Purim. Atil Bash Esther Malchus. Medrash says in Devarim Rabbah that Hashem is Baruch that he wears 10 garments. And the Medrash goes on to list what these 10 garments are. And of the garments which are listed there, one of them comes from a pasuk in Daniel. The pasuk says, Ulevushe Kitalag Chivar, that Hashem's levush is as white as snow. White as snow. Kitalag, from the word sheleg. Chivar, which is white. It could be said, Rabbi Yisai, if Atil Bash Esther Malchus, that she adorned herself with the begadim shel mala. Whether you call it Ruach HaKodesh, whether you call it the begadim of Adam Arishim, Kodem Achet. That this wasn't a regular putting on the clothes of the Malchus of Madus and Parai. Atil Bash Esther Malchus, that she adorned herself with the Levushei Tlak Chivar. And this is Merumis, and that which Chazal say, Esther Yirak Rekes Haisa. She was green. The Zohar says she wasn't green. She was gold. Because the Zohar understands that the color green is very similar to gold. And what that means is that the Pashtus is that she was held accountable for the Chet HaEgel. But as she's coming through, Batil Vashtester Malchus, Chazal say, Esther Yirak Rekes Haisa, Vakodesh Baruch Hu Moshach Aleha Chut Shel Chesed. That Hashem brought upon her a chut shel chesed, chesed being the color white. Levushe ketalag chivar. Because in order to get into Achashverosh and to save the day, if you were held accountable for the chet ha'egel, like almost all Yidden were, then you're toast. And that was really the significance of what the Megillah tells us, that Achashverosh had in his hand a scepter which was called the Sharvet HaZahav. The Sharvet HaZahav means that if you were involved in the Chet HaEgel, which is the Egel HaZahav, then you couldn't come in. But the Nes of Purim was, in the moment of the Yeshua, is that Esther Yirak Rekas Haisa, Mashach Aleha Chut Shel Chesed, the Levushe Telak Chivar, that although Bnei Yisrael were held accountable for the Chet HaEgel, there was a Jew, his name was Chur, of which his Chus, which is called Levushe Ketelag Chivar, Milashon Chur, Atilbasht Esther Malchus, she adorned herself with the Malchus, because Chur comes from Sheva Yehuda, which is the Indian of Malchus. And so as she enters in with the Schus of Chur, that is when the scepter comes down and says, Esther is allowed to come in because Chur did not participate in the Chet HaEgel. You could say it's even merumas in that which Chazal say Esther was Nislam Sheba Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach is the Osios Chur, Kodesh, that he was Meisu Nafsho Al Kiddush Hashem. That's called Ruach HaKodesh. It could be even said, perhaps, that Mordechai, who himself was an Ish Yehudi, that maybe he even stams from Chur. Because Chazal say that he had parents, one from Yehuda and one from Sheva Binyamin. There's an indication like that from Chazal. Chazal say, Chur nasa nafsho ala Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha kol banecha hayoytze mimcha ani megadlam shem toiv. Anybody who comes from Chur is zeichet to a shem toiv. And we find the lashon of the Medrash, Chazal say, Nivchar shmoi shal Mordechai me'oisho shal Haman. Toiv Shem Yishem and Toiv. Nivchar Shemoi Shal Mordechai. As the Pasuk says, Ushemoi Mordechai. That he was Eichet to Hashem Toiv. That if he wasn't actually Mizerachor, which he could have been, he's considered to be Mibeban of Shulchor. Because he didn't bow down to the Avodah Zarah of Haman, and that too awakened the Schos of Chor. That's what it means to be an Ishehudi. Chazal say, anybody who is Koifer by Avodah Zarah is called a Yehudi. But this is the Levushe Ketelag Chivar. The Schus of Chur, which is Misnagi to the whole Indian of the Chet HaEgel. In fact, to show even a greater relationship to the two events, we know that Haman kills a man named Hasach, who was intermediary between Mordechai and Esther. Chazal tell us, Hasach, Zu Daniel. Is it a coincidence that after Haman kills Daniel, of which Chazal speak about the significance of that, that after Haman kills Daniel, we find later that Tilbash Esther Malchus, Ulevushe Tekelag Chivar, comes from a pasuk in Daniel. But there's another remez to the relationship between Mordechai and Chur. The very puzzling medrash in the Megillah. Rish Lakish says, Zayas and the Mekubalim even say Rish Lakish was a Gilgal of Mordechai. The Medrash says, "Amar Rish Lakish, Medachrin umanichin, Medachrin umesachakin." There are people who are mentioned in the Torah, umanichin, and it's considered to be a schutz for them. Medachrin, that those who are mentioned umesachakin, and they're just laughing stock. So the Medrash says, "What's an example of Medachrin umanichin? That we mention somebody u'manichin, that's Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. Who's an example of medachin u'mesachakin? Achan ben Karmi ben Archi. Because they're both, the signon is the same. This ben this ben this. Says the Medrash right there. Who's another example of the medachrin u'manichin? Ze ki Mordechai ha-Yehudi. What's another example of the medachrin u'mesachakin? Ki Haman ben Hamdasa. And it goes on to bring two other examples of this. And how interesting is it that of the four places of medachrin u'manichin, medachrin u'mesachakin, one of them is Betzal ben Uri ben Chur, and the other one is ki Mordechai ha-Yehudi. So the Chorah could be said that in the same way that Esther, that when she went Vatilbash Esther Malchus, that she was wearing the Malchus of Shevet Yehuda, which is Chur, which allowed her to come through and to bypass the Shavit Hazav of the Cheta Egal Hazav. It could be said about Mordechai as well. Well, Mordechai Yatza B'Levush Malchus. What is the nature of this Levush Malchus? How does the pasuk continue? Mordechai yatzah b'levush malchus tcheles v'chur. Tcheles v'chur. Chur is not just something which he wore. It's the person chur which he wore. That he wore the big day malchus of chur. Ben Tzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mata Yehuda. And with this we can explain the association, as we said earlier, to the Mishkan. Why does the whole Megillah begin, according to the Maral, with an Indian of Mishkan? Because the Mishkan was built at the hands of Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mata Yehuda. Right at the beginning, in that very same place where you find a Zecher to the Chet HaEgel, to the Big Day Kohen Gadol, to the Mitai Zav HaChesef, you find a Ramez to Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mata Yehuda. And in the schus that Mordechai refused to bow down, that he was an Ishehudi, that he was karfi b'avodah zara, he was zeichet to the Yeshua, which was called the Mordechai Yatza b'levush malchus tchilis v'chor. So that is kashrus to this neshama of chor, v'yiven mizavoyach lefanav. You can go even further and say, v'yiven mizavoyach lefanav, that this pasuk is mashma, which Chazal bring as a remez to the mesiras nefesh of chor, that they brought Chur as a korban in front of the Chet HaEgel. Mizavoyach lefanav. Not that he gave up his neshama. He gave up his life. But when they killed him in a way that they offered his neshama to the Chet HaEgel. Now why is that important? Because the Chet HaEgel is just zahav. It needs a neshama. It needs a ruach to give it life. So you know what they wanted? They wanted to give Chur's ruach to the Chet HaEgel to give it its life. Think about the circumstances, Rabbi said. Moshe had just passed away, quote-unquote, in their minds. Who was going to now lead Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael? They needed a new leader. So you know who they took as their leader? The Egel. But who was going to give life to the Egel? Chur. Because the Chur, who was going to be Melech in Eretz Yisrael? The Malchus belongs to Yehuda. So who was the rightful king, the Chur, after Moshe? Chur. Chur should be the Melech. So they gave the Egel a spirit of Malchus, which is the neshama of Chur. That's called Vayiven Mizavayach Lefanav. And with this we can explain the smichus of Parshas Para, which follows the whole Indian of Purim. Because we know that Paraduma, Chazal say, Tavoy ima usakaneach tzayas bina. Let the mother, which is called the Para, come and clean up the tzaya, the filth, of her child, which is called the Egel. So who is the mother of this Egel? So Chazal indicate that this mother is Miriam. Because Chazal make another drasha, why is the Misa of Miriam samach to the Inyan of Paraduma? To teach us that in the same way that Paradu is Mechaperes, so too Misa Sadikim is Mechaperes. That means to say that Paraduma is an Inyan of Miriam, of Misas Miriam. If that's the case, when we say Tavoy Imo, let the mother come and to clean up Tzoyas Bina, let Miriam, who's the mother, come and clean up the tzayah. Who's her son?
Chur.
Because it was Chur who they had hoped to inject into the Egel. And so it was Menei Ubei, that they tried to instill the Ruach, which is the Osiyos Chur, into this Egel, but let the Zechus of Chur that he was L'Shem Shemayim, not that he wanted to be a Korban to the Chita Egel, he was Makrif himself L'Kiddushim Shemayim. And that angle was the difference when it came to the Nesipur. With this, we can explain a Tmiyat Tzuma, that in the Megillah we only find three big letters in the Megillah. The very first one is by what? Chur Karpas Utcheles. A Chur Rabasi. A Ches Rabasi. Why is the letter Ches of Chur enlarged in the Megillah? To teach us, obviously, a remez to the great Maisa of Chur. That at the Shas, at the place of, in the very same pasuk which says, Mitai Zav Achesef, that there was Zav at the Suda, in the very same place we find a reference to Chur. Chur Karpas Atcheles, but a Chur with a big Ches. As a remez to Chur, that his Zecher of Chur at the Shah of the Seuda was the catalyst of the Venahapachu, which set everything and the whole Yeshua into motion. And to end with a nice, very nice gematria. You take the gematria of Chur and Chet HaEgel. It's gematria of Pur. Because the Hishtatvus of Chur, the unsung hero of Purim, you could say. The unsung hero of Purim is Chur. Which is why when the Megillah talks about Balelahu Nadin Ashnas Hamelech, Hamelech Malko Shalaylam, the Melech is thinking, has there been ever a Maisa which I haven't paid yet back? The Teretz is, yeah. Whatever happened to the Schus of Chur, that he was Maisa Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem? And Hashem is looking at the Sefer Zechonis, do I owe somebody? The answer is yes, I owe Chur. Oh, Chur? Okay, bring out Mordechai. Mordechai yas to the Levash HaMelech, the Levash Malchus, Tcheles V'Chur. This was the moment of payback, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgets. And sometimes we don't see the Yeshua, how it's going to happen. It's many, many years later. But again, already by the Chet HaEgel, it was in process, was in motion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making a Hachana by the Chet HaEgel, already for the Yeshua of Purim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mak them refu lamak. That should be a call for us in our lives. And the more that we have emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He sees everything that was, is, and will be, that emunah itself is the shayrish hayeshua for every Jew. Like the Mefarshim explained, what's the reason why the paraduma is matar tumas meis? It's a chok. But a chok means that you have emunah. And it's not some heebie-jeebie process, which is matayr, tumas meis. It's the fact that a Jew has emunah in the chukei hamelech, that he believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam, the emunah itself is matayr. Emunah has the kayach to be matayr. There's a lot of sefer zichonis that Hashem has to pay back, if I say. Not just chur, but the 6 million plus neshamas that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is never going to forget. He does not forget them. Avdin v'loy mishtachin. Hashem doesn't forget. The zicharon of everything is in front of him. And the chesus of all those who are meiser nefesh and continue to be meiser nefesh, we have a lot of zechuyas in the bank account for Klai Yisrael. We should be zeichet to the Yeshua v'geula. Yes, goyal tzadik, amen, amen, amen.